Two long tracks made snakes in the red dirt, their scales formed by tire tread. From high enough up, you could almost see them wriggling through the heat-shimmered air. The only sign of their creation in this vast, empty desert was a plume of dust whose twin voices grumbled their low warning. "Keep away," they might say to the birds, if there were any birds in the sky. But the birds were gone from here now, like most anything alive. Inside the cloud, or just at its forefront, two motorcycles cut the horizon. A white, relentless sun pummeled the figures who rode them, figures of denim and dust. One raised an arm, signaled to the other, and they slowed to a stop. Tugging a red, sun-faded bandana from her mouth, Mads called out, "Too hot!" Her voice was like the motorcycle's, coarse, choked with grime. Her partner spoke through her own bandana, which had been a dark blue once, before it turned the vague, almost gray of the sky. "Can't stop here. No shade. Sun's been up for hours, though. We can't keep going." She propped up the bike, slid off, dropped to one knee. "We can dig to cooler ground." Wainoka yanked the bandana from her face. Her lips, chapped and flaking off like old paint, were pulled into a frown, while Mads found a spade in her pack and punched its blade into the dry dirt. Wainoka brushed grime from the wheel spokes and checked their gauges. "Running low," she said. "Should have taken those bicycles instead. Won't be any gas to siphon out here." Mads barked a laugh as she pulled off her jacket. "Wouldn't have made it this far. Bicycles mean pedaling. Pedaling means sweat. Sweating means losing water. Like you're not sweating anyway." After half an hour of digging, they lay in the long hole surrounded by mounds of dirt, propped their bags under their heads, and opened a solar blanket just big enough to cover them both. The cool dirt at their backs was like a balm on scorched skin. They slept a few restless hours, then rose as twilight fell from red to blue, and shared a stick of leathery old jerky. Mads tried to shake the dirt from her curly mane, but it was futile. The dust was unshakable here in the dry, dead desert. Maybe there had been patches of green here once, but they were long gone now. They waited until the sun gave up the ghost so they could sit a while and watch the stars come out before they continued on their way. Their voices carried across the desert, but there was no one around to hear them. "My very excellent mother just served us 9 pizzas." "Yeah, but pizza ain't a planet." "Well, that's how I learned it." Mads crumpled up the jerky wrapper and tossed it aside, where it crinkled as it slowly expanded. "How many people you think 9 pizzas would serve?"
"A lot."
"Sounds like your very excellent mother just served you high cholesterol."
"You don't even know my mother," said Wainoka, "and she would never."
They lay in silence while the wrapper finished its crinkling and went still, before a passing wind took it away like a plastic bird.
"Is it a planet, though, or not?"
"It was, and then it wasn't. Not big enough or something. It's all semantics anyway."
"Guess it doesn't matter now."
"No, guess not." Mads stood up and fixed a pair of grimy pool goggles over her eyes, pulling her bandana up over her mouth and nose. Wainoka nodded. The dust devils took off again.